Today's topic is Mesira. I'd like to discuss two teshuvos in Rav Moshe related to issues of Mesira. The first in Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Simen Ches, 1961. Moshe was asked by the Rabbanim of Baltimore regarding a butcher who was selling what was purportedly kosher meat, when in fact it was treif meat on which he had put just kashrus seals, which were really not authentic. And the question the Rabbanim asked Reb Moshe was, what do we do now with this butcher? Do we sue him in court for fraud or for whatever other charges they can file against him, or not? So Reb Moshe says, even though this butcher has obviously sinned terribly, and apparently he didn't regret what he did, he's not a Baal Tshuva in any sense yet. But nevertheless, says Reb Moshe, if you haven't yet determined that it's impossible for Beis Din to stop him from doing what he's doing, you have no right yet to take him to court. Why? He says, because even if in theory the court system in Baltimore would paskin the same way that Beis Din would paskin, it's still usher to go to our coast. You still can't go and litigate in non-Jewish in a court system other than the Beis Din system. And furthermore, says Reb Moshe, there's no question if you go to civil courts, they're going to impose heavy monetary fines. Maybe they'll give him some prison time, and in all likelihood, they're going to sentence him to a more severe sentence than he would have been subjected to had he gone to a Beis Din. So that's for sure, says Reb Moshe, a concern of an Isser of Mesira. You can't hand over a Jew to the non-Jewish court system if he's going to suffer either physically or monetarily as a result, what he would not have to suffer had he gone to Beis Din. It's only, Reb Moshe says, if you know that the Beis Din will not be able to stop him from what he's doing, then there's a hetzer to go to the court system. If you first warn him that if he doesn't stop, you'll sue him in court, and he doesn't heed the warnings, and you can't stop him through a Beis Din, then you can take him to court. Why? Because just like when it comes to someone who is stealing money from other Jews, and you can't stop him from doing so through the regular Beis Din system, then with Rishus of Beis Din, you can take him to court and sue him there to stop him in court. So to here, says Reb Moshe, here, number one, he's causing you undue monetary loss by overcharging you for what he's selling you. And even more so, says Reb Moshe, there's a chash isser here. Here is making you violate his surim of eating treif, which you think is in fact kosher. But other than that, says Reb Moshe, if you could stop him through Beis Din, you have no right to go to civil court. Furthermore, says Reb Moshe, the other concern that he throws in, if one would go to civil court in this case, would be perhaps you might lead him to swearing falsely, to testifying falsely under oath, in order to defend himself in civil court, and that's also problematic. So Moshe concludes in this tshuva by writing that lechatchila, he says, you have to take him to the Vad HaRabbanim. They have to do whatever they can to stop him from doing what he's doing, from selling this treif meat under the guise of kosher. You have to stop him from selling kosher altogether. If he doesn't listen, then, says Moshe, then you have the right to take him to civil court. So that's one tshuva, chelek aleph, simen ches, in Choshen Mishpat.
What about just telling everybody not to buy from him?
Okay, obviously that wasn't enough. Meaning, obviously people don't know. And as much as you can tell people, not everyone's going to hear it, going to accept, that's part of it. I mean, if you can stop him from selling kosher meat, that would work. Obviously that wasn't perhaps an option. Also, it would have been much more simple had that been so simple. In the same chelek aleph, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Sadi Beis, Reb Moshe was asked another question. This is a famous tshuva. He was asked about whether an accountant is allowed to work for the IRS. Because what's going to happen is going to dig up, perhaps, hopefully not, but you never know, some illegal financial activity conducted on the part of Jews. So Reb Moshe was asked, can you work as an accountant for the IRS? Sometimes this is found the you'll be looking at the books of a Jewish fellow, of somebody who has been negligent, and it will be as if you are handing him over to the authorities, and they will then impose on him a punishment more severe and serious than he really should have been liable for according to Din Torah. So here Reb Moshe has an interesting chiddush. He says in this tshuva that the Etzem, he writes, if you are the accountant for the IRS, it's not just you who is the one capable of finding this crime. Anybody, any accountant, will dig up the same problem that you, in theory, might dig up. And even if you turn down the job, it's a big deal. Someone else will take the job, but someone else will find the financial improprieties here. So Memela says of Moshe, you are not in any way causing the Jew in question any financial loss by accepting the job with the IRS, because the same loss would have been incurred had you not taken the job. Someone else would have found it. Right? If someone is required by the IRS to submit his financial records for review, so it doesn't matter who the accountant is. You know, once they get a guy in their sights, they're going to get him, whether the guy who's the accountant for the IRS is from or Jewish or not Jewish. So Miller Moshe says, if you're not the cause of any financial loss imposed on this Jew, there's no iser. He says the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Zayin speaks about a case where the non-Jew who wanted to seize property from another Jew, he knew of the property and was capable of seizing it even before another Jew pointed it out to him. So if, based on the Gemara, we see such a motion that if a non-Jew who was intent on seizing someone's money or someone's property knows the property is there and can seize it, regardless of whether another Jew points to it or not, so then there's no Isser of Mesira involved in that Jew pointing to that property. So here too says Reb Moshe, when the IRS requires somebody to provide them with his tax returns for the past couple of years, or with his books, so they can check the books and audit the books, so they've already decided to look for any negligence on his part, and it doesn't matter who the accountant is, they're going to find any negligence that's there regardless. But still Reb Moshe says, but perhaps that heter in the Gemara of, well, when the government knows that the Jew owns property and the government can seize it regardless of whether or not you point it out to them, but maybe that Gemara is saying that only if the Jew is forced to point it out to them, then it's okay. But here, where the accountant is voluntarily signing up for this job with the IRS, who says the same heter applies that if you voluntarily volunteer for this job, that then you can still conduct the audit? So Moshe adds the following. He says, even so, he thinks there's no Isser here. Why? Because, essentially, says Moshe, the job of an accountant is not exclusively to audit and to point out. I'll read this carefully. He says, the job of a Roach Heshbonos is not exclusively limtso es hapshios, to find only the crimes. Why not? Isn't that what IRS auditors do? So Moshe says, no, because it's not so obvious that they're going to find a crime when they audit someone's books. In fact, he says, I defer to our accountants here, but he says, Rov avodaso is livdok hacheshbonos shal penkaseim ba'ama shiyu nechonim. Most of the work of an accountant is just to check the books and make sure they're all in order. He says, at times you might find a negligence in the course of your auditing, but it's not clear at the outset that that's going to happen. And after all, the person who's being audited claims that he's innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. So if he comes and says he's innocent, he didn't do anything wrong, so you're just backing up his claims by confirming, by checking his books, your job then is not exclusively to only find crimes. So therefore, Moshe says, the accountant has the right to assume that most of the time he's going to find that the person in question is correct, that his books are all in order, and just the possibility he might find a crime here or there. So if that's the case, says Moshe, you don't have to refuse the job to begin with if most of the time you're not going to find any criminal activity. And on the one or two or whatever it is, the few occasions that you do find criminal activity, by that point in time already, you're already honest. You're already hired. You're already working for the IRS. At that point in time already, you can then can revert back to that svara of, well, they would find it anyways, even if I wasn't the one turning it over to them, because another accountant would dig it up, if not for me. And therefore, Moshe writes that he thinks it's permissible in this case to accept the job to work for the IRS.